Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Tanyan and Michelle Roboto. They're a mother and son here in Columbia. Tanyan's in high school and has high-functioning autism, and just last spring he spoke to the Missouri State Legislature about the importance of therapies. They shared some of their memories of therapy and about how these therapies have impacted both their lives. Here's Michelle.
Well, it was the social group, all boys. It was all for boys. And the moms, we could sit out and watch through an observation window. And inevitably, every time, somebody would get mad about something. And so you would hear the escalation, and every mom would just kind of look like, okay, which one of us is it? Sometimes it was you, sometimes it wasn't.
I can definitely believe that, knowing the how angry or how easily angry I used to get, which is a lot better now.
What do you think helped with that the most?
Partially medicine, but also medicine helped me kind of regain my focus more, which allowed me to kind of think clearer, which then kind of things that I had struggled to learn in the past kind of fully clicked in place then, which is probably why I started kind of overanalyzing the root causes of my anger and whatnot, and I was able to kind of figure out how to try to prevent that. I think it was only once or twice during freshman year of high school that I had any big meltdown type thing, and it was mostly limited to flipping a chair or something, not anything as extreme as when I was younger, which when you're younger the obvious escalation is hitting someone.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm glad to hear you say that, because it was a tough decision for your dad and I whether to go medicine or, because we did therapies and they were awesome and helped a lot with your coordination, but then that side, we struggled for years trying to decide whether to try it or not, so.
And I think it was just on a, like I mentioned, how I remembered, I remember a few therapies I had.
Of course, I remember the thing that when I really noticed, I could see therapies helping all along, but it was when you started skipping. Do you remember all the steps?
Yes, I remember that. Because I was so proud of when I finally managed to skip.
Mm-hmm.
I remember after I kind of first achieved it, I don't think there were many times where like in the parking lot or something, going to the car that I wouldn't skip because I was...
Yes. You were so excited.
I was so excited that I had learned how to do that I wanted to use it every day.
Yeah. Well, it makes me happy that you have good memories of therapy and not that you hated it. Because there were some times when you were younger you did not want to do it. But then they always made it fun.
That was Michelle and Tanyan Roboto speaking about how therapies have impacted Tanyan's life. Tanyan's in high school and has high-functioning autism. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.